Three, two, one. Here we go. Broadcasting to the four corners of the conservative universe, it's the Matt Locke Show. He loves all things conservative politics, and if there's a microphone nearby, you can bet he'll be the one beating the left over the head with it. And now, a true original, the common sense conservative, here's your host, Matt Locke.
Oh yeah, that's right, beating the left over the head with it. Welcome into the Matt Locke Show Wrap, the fastest 5 minutes in radio. It's a rundown of what happens on the big show every day, 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, on the Matt Locke Show podcast. The left. Democrats now have to make up stories. They now need to distract from the horrible presidency that is Joey Puddin'Pop. And I've got an article I talk about on the big show today. Ron DeSantis will not bend the knee to Trump, asking too much. Distract, distract, distract from the old man who's eating pudding, who doesn't know where he's at, and can't take care of things. And obviously, Trump and DeSantis aren't getting along. Make sure you tune in to the full show to get my full take on that. White House says that Russia could launch an attack on Ukraine at any point. You know the presidency is going terribly. You know that you've got to change the script when you need to go to war. Isn't it amazing that in the 4 years of the presidency of President Donald Trump, we were never in a conflict. We never went to war. We could have went many places, Syria and Iraq and Iran and a bunch of places, but we never did. And now that poll numbers are terrible, now that Democrats have zero to run on, now that Puddin'Pop has completely destroyed the economy, he's destroyed the supply chain, he's destroyed the border, you name it. Now we've got to distract and we've got to make you look in a different direction. So let's start a war because it's bad for the Democrat Party. A congressional generic ballot came out. I talked in the podcast yesterday, but on today's podcast, we're going to talk about how the generic ballot has the GOP up by 9 over the Democrats. And I have to tell you, in 2010, the year of the Tea Party candidates that came in, the generic ballot for Republicans was +2. +2. The generic ballot for Republicans sitting today is +9. I'm telling you guys, gals, this is going to be ugly. Democrats, by the way, you know, woe is them. You know, Democrats are never introspective. So Democrats did the best they could on the election takeover as bill is poised to fail. Chuck Schumer made an unusual move this week to schedule a vote on the freedom to vote and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, even though Sinema and Manchin are not on board with getting rid of the filibuster. I'm telling you, this is to call out those folks. They're going to apply the pressure. They're going to get the mainstream media to start carrying the water, and here we go. And oh, by the way, the Democrats, well, it's not us. It's you. It's not bad leaders. Joe Biden's just fine as president. It's you. I don't know what kind of strategy this is going into the midterm election, but you're going to want to hear what I have to say about this on the Matt Locke Show, where all podcasts can be found. Go to iHeart, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere you can find the show. And then finally, the deep state, former Trump administration officials convene to try to stop Trump from running in 2024. Check out the show. Find me at Real Matt Locke on all my social media. It's the Matt Locke Show on Telegram, on Rumble, on Gab, on Getter. That's it. That's a wrap. The Matt Locke Show out.